Hey, it's Mike Matthews, the host of the longest-running self-produced daily podcast on planet Earth by a guy named Mike in the land of Ameritopica here in Podcastro Valley at the last place on Earth. It is Cafe Anyway and Mike's Daily Podcast, FFF, so 3110, 3110. And we, at some point, are going to discuss a Canadian band called Crash Test Dummies during this show. And I correctly name the CD that I was thinking of called God Shuffled His Feet. What I did not mention, however, is that Jerry Harrison of Talking Heads, the guitarist, actually produced this album. I think he also produced the Bodines. No, it was somebody else from Talking Heads did the Bodines. Am I right? Even though we are not inside Cafe Anyway yet, I'm going to reach in through the window and grab a Bodines CD. I just happened to grab the one called Looking In. And that had a great song on it called Runaway Love. Only Love. Oh, gosh, I love that song, Only Love. In your way, you don't cry now, baby. You and your head held high. Don't you know that this old world sees your heart cry? It's only love. It's only love. It's only love. It's only love. Maybe love to beat. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I played that song over and over again. I taped it on cassette and listened to it. Or I watched the video. I caught it on video cassette. I videotaped it off of, what was that show? Because I didn't have MTV. We didn't have cable. We only got stuff off of the antenna. And it was Hit Music USA or something like that. I think it came out of Canada. And they would play that song. And I taped it and I played it over and over. Yes, Jerry Harrison did produce the Bodines. He did produce this Crash Test Dummies album that featured the song, which, if you count, that is 12 M's altogether. And the song called They're Swimming in the Day, in the Days of the Caveman. Afternoons and Coffee Spoons, that's what it was. Wow, I was trying to remember all that, and I'm glad I did, because it's a great album, even though people today listen to it and go, what? Huh? But they were Canadian. And were the Bodines Canadian? I don't know. They kind of look Canadian. One of them's got a full-on mullet. I will check that and tell you before we go into Cafe Anyway. But what I was going to tell you is that if you are thinking about flying to Canada, you'll probably need to have your passport, I'm thinking. And they may not let you in with all the stuff that's been going on with Trump in Canada. But I will tell you, oh, it's been a thing. It's been a thing with trying to get the real ID, and then it takes forever for them to send it to you once you order it and go through all the having to go to the DMV to get the real ID, and then you got to wait to get it. And then if you don't get it in time before you fly, you got to bring some other ID with you, some other forms of ID, which to find out exactly what that is, you have to actually call your plane people, the plane people, the airline, and ask them specifically, what do I need to bring? And they might be able to tell you, but at the end of the conversation, whatever they say, they're going to say, and there's going to be a small chance you're not going to be able to fly. Yeah. They might just say, nope, you didn't bring a real ID, so you're not going to fly. What? That's crazy. So I'm still holding out to get my passport. But if you are going to fly, California Airport. There's a California airport that has offered the best passenger experience in America. The study by QR Code Generator. Yes, I guess that's a company and some kind of source of research. They analyzed various reviews, facilities, and Google search volumes of the 31 busiest airports in the U.S. to create an index. The factors considered for each airport were the airport's Google review rating, the percentage of five-star reviews on Google, the Flight Radar 24 review score, the number of places to eat, shop, and pass the time, according to TripAdvisor, and the average monthly search volume related to lost luggage queries per 100,000 passengers. And that was identified using Google Keyword Planner. Each factor was then given an index score. Each airport received an overall index score for all the factors. And here is what they found out. San Francisco International Airport, SFO, ranks fourth on the list. Sorry, guys. Fourth. Of the factors considered, the California airport achieved highly across the board. However, SFO was found to have achieved an especially impressive Flight Radar 24 score of 84 out of 100, but they were not number one. No, they were number four. Number three, Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Number two, Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. I think I flew out of there. Yeah, it was pretty nice. And the number one airport, I've never flown into this airport, but I have flown into this state before, and that would be Tampa International Airport. I flew into Orlando and Daytona Beach, but never to Tampa International Airport. They got the highest points. Oh, speaking of Orlando, they're number six. And the airport that you got to fly into to fly to Florida, if you are coming from California, you always got to land and change planes in Atlanta. They're number five, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. I have spent many, many, many hours there. Ooh, the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport's down at number 10. Okay, fascinating stuff. I think that now Mike is going to reveal if the Bodines are Canadian. No, they are an American rock band from Waukesha, Wisconsin. Huh, there you go. They are included in a permanent installation at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum in Cleveland, Ohio. Good for them. And now, good for you. You're going into Cafe Anyway. Let me get the door for you. Cafe. Anyway. Welcome to Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
It is FFF episode 3110. 3110. Mike.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica. At Cafe Anyway in Podcastro Valley. That's my way of saying I saw Top Gun in 86. That was a long time ago. But, or was it 87? No?
Mike's Daily Podcast.
86 sounds right in the back of my brain. Take my breath away with Berlin and
Mike's.
Thank you for riding
Daily
on this trip
podcast.
This fighter jet,
yeah,
through my danger zone of my brain here as we go on Mike's Daily Podcast in the Cafe Anyway with all the wonderful people here and catching some interesting bits of information here and there, like Tom Cruise, who did, of course, that Maverick movie a couple years back. I remember several people that went to see it said crazy things like it was the best movie of all time. And then I thought, I really questioned their taste in movies, but okay. One of them, actually, both of them have moved on. They were coworkers and they have moved, not they didn't die, but they moved on to another job. But they are right that Tom Cruise remains one of Hollywood's biggest draws. Tom's films have grossed a staggering $12 billion at the global box office. If you sum it all up and do the little thing with the calculator and press the button and make sure that if it's a solar-powered calculator, that you're in the sun, because they really need real sunlight in order for them to work. Otherwise, they just die. From what I found, the original Top Gun grossed $357.5 million worldwide. Over 357 million. And that was that movie. And he did what? Cocktail, Days of Thunder.
And here's today's podcast picture.
Which I found out that was not a very well-received movie amongst NASCAR fans. Actually, Talladega Nights, the legend of Ricky Bobby, did a lot better with making NASCAR fans happy, because Adam McKay and Will Ferrell, who made the movie, of course, Will playing Ricky Bobby, they all want, they said, we want to laugh with NASCAR, not at NASCAR. NASCAR, last car going around track. Mike here with the late great Basil the Boxer, barking at the podcast picture, because that is a spot we used to go to all the time. There's a really cool dog park right there. And I met some cool people there, and it's a great view of San Francisco. You can also see across there to the where all the Atwalkers are. I mean, the cargo ship, cargo lifts and cranes and that kind of thing, because that's the port there of Oakland, Oakland Harbor. And that picture is taken there from Alameda, the fine island, and over in that general vicinity where once upon a time there was that big naval base, which is fascinating to walk around. There's so many buildings that are still there. It was decommissioned, I think, in the 90s. But, you know, those buildings go way back to the 50s, the 40s, some 60s, and they just, some are collapsing upon themselves. They're removing quite a few. They're adding a lot of interesting things to that area, Alameda. All kinds of, I heard an aquarium. I don't know if that's exactly true, but that's the news that I got.
This is interesting.
Yes.
Wow, this is interesting.
Very interesting. So Tom Cruise, I guess you could say he was, he's a very unique type of actor who's made quite a bit of money. Not very successful in his personal life, it would seem, but overall. In the movie world, he got that Hollywood thing figured out. But did you figure this out about clothes? That one out of every 8 pieces of clothing, or 13% of items bought in this country, the US of A, comes from Amazon? The online retail giant sold $68 billion worth of apparel.
Mike, you're such a creative soul.
What?
All right.
I am? Thank you. But if I was really creative, I'd be making $68 billion, just like Amazon did, because they sold $68 billion worth of apparel, more than double the amount of apparel of any other retailer. This was 2 years ago. Amazon was 41.4% of the share of all apparel that was sold online. Almost half. Which tells me a lot of people, and I know my lovely lady friend probably does this too, goes directly to places like H&M or Uniqlo or Everlane or some of the other ones that I've heard of.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those places.
I will.
But I'm not a fashionista. Americans don't want to be crash test dummies. Once there was this girl who... Those were Canadians. Crash Test Dummies. I have that album somewhere. As I look at the massive CD wall here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley. And I'm in the C section. That's very bad to say. Actually, I am the product of a C-section, so that's very appropriate. In an inappropriate sort of way. But yes, that album that had the song was pretty good. God Shuffled His Feet. Was that what it was called? It had the measure our
right?
days.
Good.
With coffee spoons, something like that, I guess. Anyway, Crash Test Dummies, an interesting band from the early 90s. 70% of Americans say they would not use robo-taxis. Way over half. They're like, no, I don't want to be a crash test dummy. And they do not want to use Tesla's full self-driving tech. Especially after some people are really mad at Elon Flux was that MTV thing, that cartoon that I think they made a movie with... What's her name? Charisse Theron.
Anyway.
As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth and the land of Ameritopica. No robo taxis or self-driving tech Teslas out here, thankfully. But 43% said they don't say that they would ride them. They say that robo-taxis, self-driving cars that are completely automated, should be illegal. 43% of Americans. Meanwhile, Americans' biggest concern is the absence of a person in case something goes wrong. What do we
do?
It's
pretty interesting.
It is interesting. What's interesting, too, is I hear from many different folks that have been in, because we do have some of those Waymo self-driving cars in San Francisco. They say once you get in, and once the door's shut and you start moving, and once they start playing some audio to, I guess, that appeals to you, which is interesting, because this is an audio show, and I don't know if this calms anybody down, this show. Remain calm. There. Did that make you feel calm? But does saying the word chowda make you feel calm? Anyway, cafe, anyway, whatever they do, whatever they're playing, it makes people calm down. So they just go along with it. And they're once they're in the car, I guess paying for it, they're whatever. Hopefully it gets me to my destination. And then they're okay with it. I still have not been in one. So I will report to you a full report once I have gone through that. And then maybe I'll get an award for my amazing reporting.
And the Oscar goes to...
maybe even one of those. But look who's outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. Hi, Mark. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen. How are you doing? I'm Rabbi Horton.
And today's grand fiddle player tell you what.
What?
So sometimes out there, I think I go on to a diatribe that sounds like I'm a huge Trump fan. And I just want people to know I don't trust any politicians, but I don't trust the ones that talk that are on the MSNBC.
Okay, so you have a thing against the MSNBC people?
I just don't trust them.
Okay, where does that come from, do you think?
I guess one time a guy talked at me real loud and made me feel real small, and I got mad at him, so I want revenge.
Revenge is a dish best served cold.
Is that all that politics is? Is about people wanting to get revenge? Is that awful? That sounds bad. What are we doing here? Then, this is crazy. This is America. This is about freedom. This is about freedom to think what you want to think, but don't hurt anybody. Type thing. Is that am I right? Am I anywhere near being all right with that?
All right.
Maybe not. Look who else is here. It's right here.
Hello, Mike. I make delicious root beer hearts right now.
I'm gonna drink some right now. Oh wow, it's robust. What is in that?
I put a little bit of cloves. Oh boy.
You mean you ground up the cloves and you put them in?
Yeah, I'm kind of grounded, but I'm putting a drink right now.
All right. Thank you very much. I don't know if I want to drink any more of that, but thank you so much for listening to the show. If you would like to call in about anything we covered on the show, why, I always love to hear from you, negative, positive, whatever you are. It'd be great to hear from you, and here's the number.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228. 4640.
Will you shut up? Liberty Nation Freedom Foam for All. Live and loco.
It's funny, I was listening to somebody doing a podcast saying to people on his podcast, said, hey, you know, I don't have a lot of people listening to this podcast. So, you know, whatever you can do to help the podcast, that'd be great. Maybe share it on social media. Share it on your socials, dude. I wonder if that worked for him. It kind of was annoying.
Mike, you want to join in on this conversation?
Is it about annoying people? I guess it... Well, with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at Mike.
Mike's Daily Podcast at gmail.com. See you tomorrow. Bye.